October 2014, day 13. Where do you like or prefer to buy your music, or where do you usually buy your music? If I could go back, let's start here, at this present time. At this present time, I generally buy my music either through iTunes or Amazon. They have an app which can store your music online, and you can download it if you wish, but it will stay online if you want to keep it there as well, which is very handy. And the thing I like about Amazon, it doesn't lock the tracks as iTunes does, because they're AAC protected. There is a way around about it, but it's a kind of, not complicated, but it's a wee bit awkward to do, and it just becomes a nuisance to have to do it. So I tend to stay away from iTunes at the moment for purchasing and downloading music. The other way is to purchase it online. There are quite a few websites out there where you can purchase music. I won't go into detail about them, but they're there, and if you hunt, you'll get them. But the thing about I find about it is that some of them can be end up a wee bit expensive for the same track. And I used to love iTunes simply because of the simplicity of buying a track or an album. You could go and look at an album and just simply tick the tracks you wanted if you didn't want to buy the full album, and it was all done. That was it. And then, of course, it's kept on iCloud for you, so you can have it wherever you want. So iTunes is probably, for me, the best way of doing things. But because of the it's not copyright infringement, it's basically like a loyalty thing to Apple. You bought it off Apple, and it's Apple's kind of thing, and I don't agree with that. Once I buy it, I should be able to do other things with it for my own use, obviously within the realms of certain copyrights, but hey, won't go into that. But because I like music mostly on vinyl, though I will buy CDs, digital stuff, I tend to buy my music at car boots. Charity shops used to be great for buying your music vinyl. Now, not so much, because they just seem to have the same old stuff, and generally not in the best of condition. A lot of them maltreated, if you like, shoved in a cardboard box down at floor level, and just either get ignored or kicked about or damaged the sleeves, etc. And one thing that I really detest is the way they store music, whether that be CD, DVD, or, because there are music DVDs out there, or vinyl. And that's when stores store them in the vertical position. Now, although that is the best way to store vinyl, it's not the best way to display vinyl. And so the best way to display vinyl is to put it into the appropriate size and shape of box where people can flick from front to back, or adversely, back to front, depending on their way. But at least they're contained within a proper box where you can file through at waist level, etc. Anything stored on the sides in the vertical mode, in other words, CDs or vinyl, I tend to ignore because of two things. I have arthritis in my neck, so if I have to creak my neck over to one side to read labels, it hurts. And the other thing is, it's a blinking nuisance. So far better to display them in the upright position facing you, whether that's CD or vinyl, so you can quickly flick through. I mean, I can go to a stack of CDs or vinyl and use two or three fingers, all working very quickly, and flick from each one over, have a quick look. It's really rapid. When they're mounted on their sides, oh my God, I really do detest that way of storing things. Anyway, that's just another thing. So if I'm buying vinyl, I seldom buy CDs nowadays, because, I just kind of grew out of CDs. And I look for vinyl. So it's charity shops or car boots. and Carbots tend to be better than the charity shops because, as I said, they seem to be passing around the same old junk all the time. The other way of doing it is I go online and I buy through, I can't remember the name of that record store, the vinyl record store online now that I go through occasionally. That's why I can't remember their name. But they're better quality stock, and, you know, to me it's better to buy from them, tend to be a bit pricier. eBay, yes, you can buy on eBay. Prices sometimes are not realistic, but if you follow the scoring system for vinyl in particular, you're pretty much guaranteed to get what you pay for. In other words, look at the scoring system, see what score it's got against each particular parameter, and decide whether that's worth £15 or £20 or £40 or whatever. Some people are just not realistic in what they're asking. So if they're not realistic, it tends to linger and doesn't get sold. But it's quite a good way, because at least you're doing that from home. You're sitting there in front of your computer or laptop or iPad or tablet or whatever. So that's a good way. The other way I do it, and it used to be the only way to do it really, going back to when I was really into my records a good number of years ago, and that was the record shops. Now, there used to be a place in Bathgate called the Music Box. It sold musical instruments. You could buy records there. They had the, you remember the booths where you went in and put a set of headphones on, and you could audition a record or an album in there and then buy your music. So the Music Box was a great place here. If you wanted something bigger, you went into the towns, and really at that time, for here, the only big towns would be Glasgow, Edinburgh, and Falkirk possibly. But I used to go through to Edinburgh, to down Lees Street to Vinyl Villains. I'm sure they're still there. Vinyl Villains had an amazing collection of vinyl records, you know, singles, EPs, albums, double albums, picture discs. They were famous for picture discs. In fact, used to have their windows displayed with all these beautiful picture discs. And then rare collections where there was a particularly a particular amount of what's the word I'm looking for? Brochure stuff within, you know, not just the album folder for the records, but there'd be some collectible stuff within, maybe some items that went with that. And so you could go through and for example, and pick up quite a rare or a reasonably rare vinyl LP of, say, Elvis Presley with some additional stuff included with it, all in the sleeves, and pay quite a wee bit of money for it. So Vinyl Villains was great. Later years, and I mean in the more recent later years, I found a great store, although I don't, it's not a place we frequent very often, but there is a place in Dundee called Nando's, and they have a similar to Vinyl Villains, but I believe it's a bigger store. You can actually go online to Nando's and buy direct that way, but it's nice to go up to Dundee, apart from it being a really nice town, to actually physically see the store, inside the store, and have a flick through the stuff and the rare stuff, even though you're not going to buy it, but just to see it, it's really good. And of course, they, like most record stores, they buy and sell. Used to be a small one in St Andrews, but that fell through. So Nando's in Dundee, Vinyl Villains in Edinburgh, and I think that's about the only way of buying it. Yes, digital downloads are handy. I'm a vinyl man, although I don't always play vinyl. And so really it's down to making sure that what you're getting, in other words, you know, you really want to physically check. If you're buying off the internet, you can't. You have to go with the grading system. It's not good if someone says to you, or their advert on eBay says, in great condition, no scores, no jumping, no warts. Label in great condition, sleeve in great condition, and then you buy it and it comes through the post and you find it's not what they advertised. Best way is to go through people who grade their records. Not everybody does grade it, but it's best to go through a grading system. That way you have recourse back through eBay to say this is no way like the claims that were being made for it. So I kind of like buying it that way, because you find stuff that you may not ever find. And anyway, who can afford to continually go into Edinburgh or to Dundee and keep searching the record stores? Though I have to say, that's still my favourite way of doing it. Whenever I go to Dundee in particular, it's one of the first places I head for, much to my wife's dismay, because she wants to go into the stores. So I kind of get a limited time to browse, but I do love browsing. But anyway, so that's how I buy things. I buy my music. And just on the fact of buying music, I've said this for a long while, because we sell, as many of you will know, my wife does charity car boots, and we get loads of music handed in. We don't get an awful lot of vinyl records, to be honest with you, but we do get a load of DVDs and CDs. And what we've found is that CDs are being devalued at an enormous rate. And I'm guessing that in the next 5 years, we may find that you can't give CDs away, because we're selling them now. It has to be a really good CD to get a pound for it. Most are being sold for 50 pence. And that's what people are prepared to pay, because we have great experience of this. We know what people are prepared to pay, what they're not prepared to pay. So we're having to sell them at those prices. And the reason for that is everything's moving toward digital. You know, we've all got... the more modern cars have got Bluetooth, which will play from your digital device, whatever that may be, your mobile phone. But also for storing on flash drives, thumb drives, those kind of things. Carrying CDs about and having a collection of CDs in your car or toting them about is dying rapidly. And I'm guessing within the next 5 years or so, and CDs, we will probably get to a stage where we'll refuse to take them in. I don't mean refuse in a nasty way, but we'll decline the offer. If people say, I've got a box of CDs, we'll probably just say to them, we'll box them off and sell them to Music Magpie or something like that, because, or give them to charity shops, because we can't get rid of them. And I can see the day coming. And I've got no complaints about that whatsoever, because digital is excellent. It's a fantastic means of doing it. But that does not detract from the beautiful and tactile item that is a vinyl record, and especially when you've just picked one up or it's been sent through the post and you're desperate to get it out and see how the sleeve is and how the liner is and the record, and get it onto your record player and play it. There's nothing beats that. It's not the same as getting a CD, taking out the cover, popping it into a drive and pushing play. Just not the same. There's something so magical and lovely to hold in your hands and see it wobble slightly as it goes round and round and round. And I'm just an analogue guy, I guess. Caught between two worlds, if you like. Now, I've really rabbited on about buying my records. Or my music, but it does mean a lot to me, and because of my age, I've tried to explain where, before we had the digital age and CDs, where you had to go if you wanted to get music. It really had to be vinyl. There wasn't a choice. Tapes came along, which has kind of got a wee niche there, but I think vinyl will always be with us. That's why so many companies are reprinting stuff, and even some modern groups and artists are bringing stuff out in vinyl, because they see that it's not died. It's still there, and I think the craving will always be there. Once everyone gets fed out with the wee thumb drive sitting there with its blinking blue LED light in it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye for now.